The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Lord John Budden and Mark Slater. We have Air and Market Racing domestically, and there's Irish Racing from Bellewstown and Limerick on Sunday, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm pretty good shape, actually, Mark. I mean, forgiven at last, because I had a winning nap on Friday. First time for about a week or so, and the reason was that I neglected to nap Noble Allen in the Cumberland Plate. The first time I'd ever failed to nap Noble Allen. I thought he had a great chance, but all my colleagues in the press room said, oh, he's far too long in the fang, aged 11, can't possibly win the Cumberland Plate. What did he do? Hacked up.
Yeah, it was a great performance, wasn't it? He turned back the years a little bit there, didn't he? Good performance from him. Aside from the naps, John, everything else all well? You enjoying racing at the moment?
Yes, very much so. And, you know, I've been to Musselburgh and to Carlisle, and there's been some very good racing there.
Mm. Got a good weekend of racing as well, and we're going to look ahead to Sunday's action. John's picked out two races for us at Ayr, and one of them at Market Racing. So starting in the 2:30, John, we start with a Class 6 handicap for three-year-olds and over a mile and a quarter. 14 of them in the lineup here, John, and some of them in pretty decent nick. Well, where do you want to start, John?
Well, I just like to say that, you know, I follow that great sort of legendary idea that you should keep your horses in the worst category and your wife in the best. And this is pretty worse. I fancy Call of Duty very heavily in this race, actually. Call of Duty is trained by Diane Sayer at Hackthorpe, not far from Penrith in Cumbria. She's a marvel, really. She produces winners under both codes regularly, and it's extraordinary that people haven't caught on to Diane Sayer as much as they should have done. She seems to be a figure quietly in the background. Many people think, oh, yeah, she just picks up small races at Kelso and Market Racing. In fact, she does it remarkably well. And at the moment, her middle daughter, Emma, has turned professional, and she's lost an awful lot of weight to do the weights, Emma Sayer. She's a very proficient horsewoman. I don't know whether it's wise in the long future to lose so much weight, but she's doing really quite well. And Call of Duty also doing well. Ran well at Musselburgh, right back into Easter time, finished second at 40-1. Since then, I thought had to win a reasonable race. Took a while to do so. Won at Ayr over 10 furlongs. A slightly difficult horse to ride because it has to be held up and come relatively late. They tried Call of Duty at Haydock in a better race last time out, Mark, over a mile and a half. Ran quite well, but didn't actually stay that extra 2 furlongs. Back to 10 furlongs here today in a Class 6, I think it's going to be very hard to beat. Owned, incidentally, by a gentleman called Tim Rebanks, whose father, Huey Rebanks, used to train under permit, and he trained a horse called Cool Angel, who won a lot of hurdles in his time and was ridden by Nicky Richards, and was unfortunately the reason why Nicky had to give up riding, because he had a very badly broken wrist one day on Cool Angel.
Mm. Interesting stuff. So Call of Duty, the selection for John in the 2:30. The 3:30 is where we'll go next, and this is a Class 3 handicap over a mile for three-year-olds and older. 9 of them in the lineup here, John, and I suppose Balducci's going to be of quite a bit of interest to some people here.
You fancy him, do you, Mark?
I think he's got a decent chance, yeah.
He has got a very decent chance, Balducci. Trained by David O'Meara, note the pronunciation, the man with the magic wand. And Gordon Broun nabbed Balducci to win the Carlisle Bell. I warned him at the time that Balducci would run well but had too much weight, and so it proved. Actually ran extremely well, Balducci. He was third to a very decent horse, more of that later, called Jono. Since then, Balducci has won at Haydock. He's got an awful lot of weight here, though, Mark.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to sort of pass him over. But I agree, he's the class horse in the race, and the man with the magic wand, basically, he can do no wrong. He's also been ridden by Danny Tudup, and anything Danny rides, you've got to note carefully. So I agree with you, Mark. It's going to go well. Pintura is also in the race. Amy Ryan riding. It would be nice to see.
Non-runner, actually.
Pintura. Oh, non-runner. Yeah. Ah, well, that's satisfactory. My selection in this race is Sound Advice. Keith Dalglish has his horses in really tremendous form at the moment. And Sound Advice, remember, this was the horse which ruined poor Paul Mulrennan's season about 3 years back when winning the first race as a two-year-old at Musselburgh, won well, and then went straight through the rails. And unfortunately, he deposited Paul on the ground and he broke his leg really badly and he wasn't able to ride again for 9 months. He's quite a consistent performer, Sound Advice. He runs well on the all-weather. And I thought he ran a fine race to finish second in the Carlisle Bell to Jono. Now, I sort of have a quick word about Jono. He's a really lovely-looking horse, Mark. Mm. He's a magnificent-looking beast. First time out, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw him at Carlisle. I thought, this is an amazingly good-looking horse. But he didn't seem to have a great deal of form. And then he made all the running, and he scored very well at Carlisle that day. And I did say, if he goes back for the Carlisle Bell a month later, you know, he really ought to be backed. Well, of course, he did go back. He did look well. I didn't back him, and he won very convincingly indeed. And if I had enough money, I would buy Jono to go jumping. He looks a really good-looking horse. Anyhow, Sound Advice was second. I thought it was decent form, just in front of Balducci. I see no real reason why Sound Advice shouldn't confirm the running. Two other horses in the race. It's a good class three. I mean, you've got Dubai Dynamo, who, you know, is very, very consistent horse for Ruth Carr, stable in form. That's always likely to be there or thereabouts. And there was a whisper for Silver Rhyme, Ken McGarrity and Linda Perrott in the Carlisle Bell. The grey looked very much fitter than it had done earlier in the season, but did not run well. However, Silver Rhyme does go well at Ayr, and if you wanted a really good possible outsider, then Silver Rhyme might fit the bill. But I'll go against your advice. I should go for Sound Advice.
OK, Sound Advice then for John in the 3.30. And over jumps we go next for the 4.15 at Market Raisin. This is a Class 2 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and 6 of them in the lineup here, John, and 3 of them coming into this in winning form in the shape of Gold Futures, Street Entertainer and Australia Day. Any of those on the shortlist?
Well, a Street Entertainer would be, but I had a feeling Street Entertainer wasn't actually running.
Yeah, non-runner now, yeah.
Yeah, see, that would have been a serious danger. Yes, so Gold Futures is something which we'll have to discuss very briefly in a moment or two, but this is really a decent race, isn't it? You've got a very strong pace, I suggest, in that we've got Barizan and Australian Days in this race. They love to get out there in front, and they're bound to set a very strong gallop. Barizan's never a horse I can get right. He has, of course, changed stables now and is with Donald McCain. And it's interesting that Wilson Rennick is riding quite a bit with Jason Maguire being out. Could go well, Barizan, but he's not a lucky horse for me. Neither is Australian Days. The horse I do like is Local Hero. I think that, you know, it's got a really good chance. Now, you pointed out to me, Mark, that this horse had, in fact, run pretty well on the flat recently.
Yeah. A couple of big field handicaps at York. He's finished, you know, with credit in both of them. So it comes here in decent heart, I'd say.
I think he's got a really good chance in this race, actually. He is not by any means weighed down with too much weight. He's got A.P. McCoy in the saddle, and A.P. gets on well with this horse, trained by Steve Gollings, who's a local trainer to Market Raisin, of course, and Local Hero is arguably the best horse he's had for quite a while. Just had a setback or so last year and was pulled up the last time we saw him over hurdles. But as you say, has run 3 actually very decent races on the flat. So he's bound to be fit. Mm-hmm. And I think he's got a great chance. And back over hurdles, with the champion jockey in the saddle, he has to be my selection. And those people who were interested perhaps in my exploits about Noble Allen and failing to nap that horse will be wondering why it is that I'm not napping Gold Futures. Yeah. And I shall probably be bitten in the backside for not doing so, Mark, because this is a very good young horse, Gold Futures, and he's won his last sort of outings over hurdles in novice company with considerable authority under increasing sort of weights with penalties. Impressive winner over Tio Vivo at Kelso last time out, and Tio Vivo himself had won well the time before. He's a young horse with a future, ridden by the most experienced jockey in the field, Brian Harding, who has started this campaign as he left off the last in very good nick. So why am I opposing Gold Futures? Well, just simply that I think he's a bit thrown in, first time in handicap company. This is a class two, and it's just possible that it's a little bit too much for him. But I am very frightened about Gold Futures, but I'm going to go for local hero Fit from the Flat.
Okay, local hero then, the selection in the 4.15. Let's just have a quick summary, John, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yes, well, Call of Duty will be my choice in the 2.30 at hour. In the 3.30, perhaps unwisely, after you supported Balducci, I'm going for sound advice. And in the 4.15 at market race, I'm very frightened of Gold Futures, but I am going for local hero.
Okay, good stuff, John. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Sunday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the selections of Lord Budden for Sunday's racing. We have action at Air and Market Race and domestically. There's also a couple of Irish meetings as well with Bellevue Town and Limerick. So tune in to Racing Radio for that. It'll be live from 1:20 p.m. with myself in the studio with Lord John Budden, and Mark Slater will be calling them home for us. Do tune in for that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.